This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This really is something, the way that the legacy media is refusing to cover this Ariana Zaritska story, the stabbing on this light rail car in Charlotte. But again, what's even more stunning is that they're not, now that they're onto the story, because Trump's been highlighting it and some of us have been highlighting it, they're covering the way that the story is being covered by Fox and other media, how it's being handled by right-wing media. And so you have Brian Stelter out there on CNN making this comparison to, like, when, you know, something happens like George Floyd or Mike Brown, and he says this.
In this case, it is Trump-aligned influencers who are posting up a storm about this case on social media. Really, over the weekend, Elon Musk, Charlie Kirk, other Trump-aligned figures succeeded in making this senseless death a symbol of big city crime. We heard President Trump asked about it yesterday when he was heading home from New York City. He didn't seem to know much about it. He said he would get briefed, and then today, Trump did know all about it. That's exactly what has happened here. This story has trickled up from local news to social media and now to the president's attention.
Okay, well, maybe it should. Curtis Haukes here, managing editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. Isn't the reaction to the way that the story is being covered fascinating here, Curtis? Stelter and the rest of them. Every time they, I think I'm shocked by the legacy media and how they behave to a story, along comes another one where you just have to scratch your head.
Yeah, I mean, Mark, you know, a couple things about this. Number one, friend Leland Vittard on News Nation last night said this in his monologue. People making a big deal out of something like this means they care.
Yeah.
About that.
You How
know,
about
like that? There's not some racist ulterior motive. That there, people identify a problem, and people, that's how, you know, to talk about the civil rights movement or whatever, like he says, this is how change happens. This is how change has happened in our country. People are mad about something that's wrong in society, and then they want to do something about it, okay? So that's number one. Number
and there's,
two.
But along these lines, in this case, there's two things. A brutal murder where a woman, a young woman, is stabbed on a light rail car, but the fact that the guy who did the crime has been arrested 14 times and released even as recently as this January with cashless bail. So there's a couple of angles, but go ahead, continue. I know you had more to say.
No. My second point was just that, I mean, I'm so glad I get to talk to you today about this, because more than probably anyone else that you meet with, you and I understand and have compassion for people who are open and honest and struggle with their mental health.
That's right.
That is not what's going on here. You reach a point where someone has been arrested 14 times. He has been committed. He had been committed before. There was no attempt to really try and solve this. And instead, we have CBS News, their third hour of their morning show, CBS Mornings Plus, had a segment with a former NYPD official and someone, a police official on Long Island, and a KFF Health News person who was their medical contributor for CBS, argue that, no, the story here is that the suspect here was failed by society. Not that the woman died.
Yeah.
She was failed by society because we didn't spend enough money to help this guy. We didn't get him into a group home. We didn't get him a job. We didn't like talk to him nicely about like, please don't do this again. Please don't be a creep. No. That's the argument that we're hearing from some quarters of the media. And it's disgusting. It's pathetic. You know, it's good politically for Republicans and President Trump to have the left do this, but it is not good for society to have one side of the aisle that is this far unhinged from basic reality.
I just can't believe that we can't get together on a couple of simple things like a brutal murder of a young woman on a light rail car where a guy's been arrested 14 times. And you see this montage of all his mugshots. And who isn't going to be offended by that? We had a terrible case here in St. Louis where there was a guy named Daniel Riley who should have been behind bars. Now, it wasn't as egregious as this from the standpoint that he didn't have as many charges, but he ended up taking, literally having an accident downtown St. Louis, which took the legs of this young girl from Nashville who was here for a volleyball tournament. Her name was Janae Edmondson. And that was the crime, because you'll know the tie-in here, Curtis. That was what eventually led to more of a microscope on Kim Gardner, our former circuit attorney, and finally got her booted out of office. But it took something like that for a young woman to lose her legs for the rest of her life.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Exactly. And that's really the issue that we have here, that we're saying we've decided as a society that we've decided the powers that be, these no cash bail, these pro criminal DAs, they've decided that, you know, the only time they're actually going to do something is when they've been thoroughly embarrassed and a young person or just any human's life was prematurely altered permanently or ended. I mean, it is disgusting, and it's a sad commentary about we as a society that, unfortunately, for those that can stomach it, the full video was released in a few places today. But the takeaway from that part is how so few people did anything about it. Now, some might say, "Oh, this is a Neely Penny issue, like in New York." No. This is well after the guy walked away.
I'm confused by it because there's a couple of people sitting around and they just act like nothing happened, which I don't know if they missed something. And then there is finally somebody, but it takes more than a minute for someone to come to her rescue as she's literally bleeding out.
Right. So it's not like you just, you know, and she's screaming. So it's not like this was a kind of somebody used a silencer or whatever, you know, and somebody just fell over point blank and there wasn't blood anywhere. And it was just, it's scary and it's pathetic commentary that this is where we are, that no, it's mental health and it's government spending. We need to spend more money on the problem. It's incredible to me that all these years later that they are trying to do this and also frame it as a race issue. That was the other thing that Stelter and the crew have been doing, trying to argue that this was a race issue. And Abby Phillip on CNN Thunderdome last night tried to say people get murdered all the time in America, every day in America. It's just that this one getting a lot of attention. It's just like, oh, people
she
get
did
murdered.
Not say,
people get,
I guess that shouldn't surprise me that she said that, but good Lord.
People get, it's the same argument that they use against President Trump taking action in Washington, D.C. and other U.S. cities, or these plans to, which is, oh, people get mugged every day. You know, like this is somehow a price to pay for living in a society.
That's what J.B. Pritzker said, walking along Lake Michigan with his fat belly hanging out, you know, talking to someone from CBS News last week. All right, speaking of CBS, I have to get your opinion here. Curtis Houck is the managing editor of Newsbusters. There's more than just some strong rumors out there that there's going to be an acquisition of Barry Weiss's Free Press, the FP.com, an outstanding source of real journalism. And not only will there be an acquisition by Paramount, but that Barry Weiss, who left the New York Times in a very public fashion to start the FP, might be in charge of the CBS News division, which would be potentially a blockbuster story in the world of media, Curtis.
Yeah, I would say first thing, this is all, again, just like Elon Musk getting upset about the Babylon Bee being banned. That's why he bought Twitter and where we are. If only the New York Times hadn't had a collective freakout in its staff over a few people deciding to publish the Tom Cotton op-ed, we wouldn't be where we are right now. But Barry Weiss, she's not a conservative.
No.
Let's just make that clear. But she is a moderate. She's actually someone who, when people say they're free thinkers and they're independent thinkers, they consider all sides. She's one of the few people that you can actually say you genuinely believe that they consider everything. And so she would bring a much needed change to CBS News. We saw this with the Ta-Nehisi Coates, Tony DeCoppel thing. She talked about that, ironically, looking at CBS, just wondering what is going on. Well, now she's going to get a look under the hood. And this part is official. CBS has hired the former head of the conservative Hudson Institute think tank to be their ombudsman.
Ooh.
And he deleted a tweet yesterday along with his entire account praising Tony DeCoppel for asking Ta-Nehisi Coates a series of tough questions. And his tweet, in essence, I don't have it in front of me, but the essence of it was, has Tony DeCoppel saved CBS's news's legitimacy? And of course, he deleted that along with his entire account. So that's what where he's coming into with this. And all the right people are freaking out. We're just simply asking for balance. We're not asking for them to become a Fox News on a broadcast network. We're just asking for some real balance and lack of partisan hackery on this network.
Yeah, if you and I go to the Free Press every day, there is plenty of criticism that is leveled at this administration and this president by the reporters at the FP. But they do it, I think, in a balanced and fair way. And they expose things that are going on out there that nobody else is covering. That's the thing. They go into great detail and they do some actual reporting that does not seem to be agenda driven, which is, I think, what we're looking for. Look, I've said this to you before, and this maybe reminds me of the closest situation we potentially could have to Tim Russert. I still miss him every Sunday. It was must see TV on Meet the Press, but there's no one out there really kind of doing what Tim Russert used to do outside of maybe Barry and the team at the Free Press.
Yeah, I was going to say, including my friend Gabe Kaminsky. He's one of our 2025 MRC Bulldog Award winners for his work at the Free Press and the Examiner. So, I mean, I think that's just crazy to me that somebody I know like this would be a CBS News journalist, ostensibly. But the point is, they make you think, Mark, when you read their stories. And isn't that to help us become smarter and make us think and consider this or that? Isn't that really the goal of journalism at the end of the day,
I think,
in part?
So. Yeah, that's why I'm a fan of the Free Press, and boy, I could not be rooting harder for this to actually happen and to see if there would be transformative change at CBS News, because someone has to go out there. CNN, I said this yesterday, they had an opportunity to not do Abby Phillip and her blah, blah, blah. They could have given Jennings a show and said, all right, we're going to try something really different here instead of just having him on the panel. And I think that would have been interesting, and I bet it would have had better ratings than they're getting right now at CNN. I don't think you'd disagree with that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All the views come on social media.
Maybe
they'd actually get Nielsen ratings if Jennings had a show. I'll just say, CBS News, there are people in the network that are worth keeping and building around. Tony DeCoppel, Jan Crawford, Kelly O'Grady. There's a few others there. They should rehire Jeff Glore while they're at it. You know, and if a lot of people leave, that would be a big headline that all these people have quit. So what?
Yeah, the only person I'd say keep out of there is Jeff Begays, because he did us no favors here in St. Louis. Let me tell you, that guy was embarrassing.
Rehire Catherine Herridge, you know?
Yes!
That was one of the things that did him in. Apparently, he would dress down Catherine Herridge in the D.C. Bureau, and she reported him, and more or less, he ended up getting the boot, but so did she.
Yeah, and she was one of the better reporters out there. Curtis, thank you so much, as usual. Have a great week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.